Reynolds Recycling and Triple R Recycling are Oahu's largest companies taking in recyclables. But their business is in crisis. Both companies say they've closed over half of their locations, many in recent years, because the price of recyclables is simply not enough to sustain themselves.
The future of recycling is going to be dependent on more and more government subsidies.
That's Terry Telfer, the president of Reynolds Recycling.
In the past, Reynolds has reduced its locations. We can't really get any smaller and yet survive. Unlike most businesses, when your costs go up, you can raise your prices. In the recycling industry, we don't have that.
Reynolds and Triple R Recycling are part of the statewide High Five program. The state pays them a handling fee for each item recycled. Since 2005, Honolulu recycling facilities have received 2 cents for aluminum cans and plastic containers and 4 cents for bottles. In July, the state increased handling fees. Dominic Enriquez is the owner of Triple R Recycling.
We're making the same money or less as 2005. As of this past July was our first increase in the handling fees for the state program. You try to tell me if there's any businesses out there that hasn't raised their rates in 15 years.
There's another challenge you've probably heard about. China used to accept most of the state's recyclables. Then about 2 years ago, it began limiting the amount of materials it would accept because of too much contamination. Materials are contaminated if it's dirty. For instance, it contains leftover food in a pizza box or items that just can't be recycled. To sell items sorted in Honolulu's blue bins, Enriquez now has to turn to smaller markets like Korea, and they pay less for materials. Enriquez says before China started cutting back, he could get about $120 a ton for paper. Now, the average is negative $15 a ton. Meaning the cost of shipping outweighs the price countries are willing to pay for the material. Jennifer Milholland is the waste reduction coordinator at the nonprofit environmental group Kokua Foundation. She says aluminum is the best material economically and environmentally to recycle. Telfer says Reynolds makes about $960 a ton for aluminum. Milholland says if recycling is going to work, people need to know what goes in the blue bins and what doesn't.
The reality is in our sorting lines here on the island that there's multiple millions of pieces going through every single day, and they're doing the best they can, but a lot of contamination is still getting in and not being taken out.
She says one policy initiative that would help simplify recycling in Hawaii is requiring recyclable plastics to be more clearly labeled. But she says while recycling is always better than throwing items away, reusing and reducing are the very best ways to help the environment. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.